Today's program has been brought to you by Hearst Ranch, the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. For more information, visit HearstRanch.com. Broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 play and sing along.
Good morning, everybody. This is your host, Mama Sandra, and this is another glorious episode of Growing Good on Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in. Today's segment is going to be based on non-toxic home cleaning. I'm super psyched because I'm going to be learning a lot as I walk you through this. I have some personal references, some super hippie references, and then also information that I got off in an amazing website called EarthEasy.com. You can also find them on Facebook under EarthEasy. So we're going to be going through four different steps in this segment. One is homemade substitutions. Two are formulas that I will be giving you actual recipes to make your own homemade toxic-free cleaning supplies. Three are just standard healthy home cleaning habits, some tips. And four, for people like me who are running around and just working and you can't sit at home and ferment your own orange peels, I'm going to give you a list of some amazing commercial non-toxic household products that I researched and found for everybody, which are, you know, mostly not available on the market, but available for everybody on the World Wide Web, which is such an amazing tool for people like us who are really interested in sustainable, progressive ideas and living. So let's get started. The cost of these commercial chemical-based products can be really high, and there's also long-term health concerns for the family and the environmental pollution caused by their manufacture and disposal. In the U.S., for example, 1 in 3 people suffer from allergies, asthma, or bronchitis. The U.S. National Center for Health Statistics can provide you with all, you know, the census. Treatment for these conditions should include reducing synthetic chemicals in home environments. So that's just a basis for everybody. But, you know, I was talking to my celeb friend, Africa Engo. She's a raw vegan youth activist. And she kind of, when I told her I was putting together this segment, she sent me like pictures of a bunch of products that she uses because she is also a parent of a dog. And, you know, pet owners are parents too. I know for me, my dog Ashley was my first baby till my real baby Wally came along. And she started getting concerned when, you know, she was really into bleach. I was always really into bleach too. I just had to have that smell, that clean feeling from people just coming in and out of the house. And, you know, so she kind of made me realize that this segment is for everybody because she started getting concerned when her little puppy, Tesoro, started, she saw the dog licking the floor like directly after she had, you know, put ammonia down, you know. So there's that going on. Then for parents, we've got our toddlers, our babies crawling. We've got our toddlers putting everything in their mouth. You know, it just goes on and on and on. You've just got naked bodies everywhere. So those are the focuses for this segment. For many home cleaning chores, you can make your own cleaning products using the formulas that I'm about to give you, which is so rad. I'm really excited to learn about this. So let's see. One, there's a list of homemade substitutions. I'm just going to give you like the main household item products that you can use in the various ways. And then we'll get to the actual formulas after. There's many inexpensive, easy to use natural alternatives, which can safely be used in place of commercial household products. Here's a list of common environmentally safe products, which can be used alone or in combination for a wealth of household applications. One is baking soda. This is just like the deal, people. It cleans, it deodorizes, it softens water, and it scores. Two is soap. Unscented soap in liquid form, in flakes that you can flake yourself, in powders or bars, is biodegradable and will clean just about anything. Avoid using soaps which contain petroleum distillates. So, you know, you want to buy like the best kind of soap that you can, but you know, a nice bar of soap on the market is like $8. And you know, you want to just try to stay away from the general, you know, big companies because they probably contain petroleum distillates. Third is lemon. The power of the lemon, one of the strongest food acids effective against most household bacteria. The fourth biggest ingredient is white vinegar. White vinegar cuts grease, removes mildew, odors, some stains, and wax buildup. Now, there is a difference between using white vinegar, for example, or apple cider vinegar, because the apple and the apple cider vinegar will actually do the opposite and create mold, you know, because there's that apple in there. So the base is always white vinegar, and you want to try to buy organic white vinegar just to make sure that you get the straight thing. This is like if you're into witch hazel, there's lots of different witch hazel. Instead of using peroxide for your cuts and burns on the market, you will find something that says witch hazel, and then on the label it says 10% alcohol, blah, 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 blah. That's, you know, that's not pure, and that will really dry out your skin if you're using that. Anyways, that's another topic. But moving on, washing soda, or SAL soda, is sodium carbonate. It's a mineral. Washing soda cuts grease, removes stains, softens water, cleans walls, tiles, sinks, and tubs. Use care, as washing soda can irritate mucous membranes. Do not use on aluminum. So we'll get through this more. Cornstarch can be used to clean windows, polish wood furniture, shampoo carpets and rugs. And last is a citrus solvent, which cleans paintbrushes, oil and grease, and some stains. Now, you don't have to use citrus solvent because you can just use orange and lemon peels. And I'm going to give you a formula on how to ferment that to make it used. So I got this idea from one of my gurus, Melissa McAllister. We were spending the weekend at her house, and you know, we had four kids. We had a, you know, crazy beach party. And in the morning, I sat all the kids down and I said, oh, we're going to have oranges this morning and bananas. And when I was peeling the oranges, I went to throw them away. And she was like, no, don't throw my peels away. Just can you please put them by the sink? And I was like, okay. And then as I was feeding the children, I just kind of started watching her like do this alchemy in this glass jar. And I was like, what are you doing? Give me the recipe for my for my audience. And she let me know that she makes a general household cleaning product that she uses for everything, and she just literally texted me this morning, and then I found, you know, the complete process. I'm going to take you through it, but basically you fill a quart jar with orange peels, then you boil 2 to 3 cups of vinegar, white vinegar, and pour that over it to fill. Then you let that sit for a couple of weeks. Then you strain with a fine mesh strainer and use as an all-purpose spray for counters, windows, kitchen sinks, bathrooms, etc. She says you can also add grapefruit, lime, and lemon peels too if you want to change up the scent in your house. But the most important here is that it's best to use organic citrus peels because conventional citrus has lots of pesticides that will get into the spray. So again, organic. So you can buy a citrus solvent, but and there are some really good ones on the market, but you can also make your own citrus solvent. Moving along, we're going to go into some other formulas. Now, as everything else, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a pediatrician. So the note here is that these formulas and substitutions are offered to help minimize the use of toxic substances in your home and reduce the environmental harm caused by the manufacturer, use, and disposal of toxins. But results may vary and cannot be guaranteed to be 100% safe and effective due to allergies. Before applying any cleaning formulations, test this in a small hidden area if possible. Always use caution with any new product in your home. And make sure to keep all homemade formulas, you know, well labeled and always out of reach of children, not only because of the glass jar, but, you know, obviously if you swallowed a whole bottle of, you know, white vinegar, you're going to have a tummy problem. But other than that, it's super safe and all, 100% on the up and up. So again, let's just start with another all-purpose cleaner. EarthEasy.com is telling me to mix 1/2 cup of vinegar and 1/4 cup of baking soda into 1/2 gallon of 2 liters of water. Store and keep. Use for removal of water deposit stains on shower stall panels, bathroom chrome fixtures, toilet bowls, windows, bathroom mirrors, etc. So the baking soda, again, deodorizes the odors. The vinegar is desanitizing and disinfecting. And, you know, the water just dilutes it all so that it's, you know, not an intense smell and, you know, you can get through it. Another alternative, really simple alternative, are microfiber cloths, which lift off dirt, grease, and dust without the need for cleaning chemicals at all because they are formulated to penetrate and trap dirt. There are a number of different brands. A good quality cloth can last for several years. So this is also like bringing down just, you know, everything that's going on with, you know, recycling and mass garbage. You can buy yourself some microfiber cloths and they last forever, you know, for many years. And you can use this instead of paper towels, which is pretty awesome. Then they're giving me something of an air freshener. Commercial air fresheners mask smells and coat nasal passages to diminish the sense of smell, but they're not really doing anything at all to your house, and you're just spraying aerosol and other chemicals all over your stuff, all over where your kids are happily playing. So a simple air freshener recipe is baking soda or white vinegar. You add some lemon juice in small dishes and it absorbs odors around the house. So basically, you know, you're making little like air fresheners, your own, like instead of you getting the ones that plug into the wall and heat up, which is so creepy, or, you know, whatever potpourri. Obviously, making your own potpourri is the best case scenario because, you know, it's just like all those things are sprayed to make you think that you're buying something that smells like flowers. So they're telling you this is very cool. You can make like little dishes, put them one on top of your fridge, put one maybe inside on the high cupboard of your bathroom, whatever. You just, you know, you put some baking soda, some vinegar, some lemon juice, and you just put these little beautiful small dishes around the house. Again, always out of reach of children. Also, they're telling me having house plants help reduce odors in the home. We all know this. It's really hard to keep our plants alive. I mean, I've got a good thing going on in my kitchen right now. I've got basil. I've got rosemary. And I just planted sage, which took a while to sprout, but now it's sprouting and it's amazing. And not only, obviously, do I use it for cooking, but I did buy a plague plant. You know, with the weather changes and us being in the environment that we are in New York, it's so up and down. It's you know, and I have a lot of my other friends telling me they have a difficulty keeping their plants alive. But if you can find something like a ficus tree, which is, you know, needs very, very small maintenance. It doesn't matter if there's sun and there's shade. It just needs like water once a week. And every time, every couple of weeks, a little trim, just a little love. And, you know, you never have to switch their pots because they don't grow in width. They only grow in height, the roots. So having household plants helps reduce odors in the home. It promotes oxygen. It promotes well-being. So that's something definitely that you want to do, and you won't need so much of the junk to make your place smell and feel clean. Prevent cooking odors by simmering vinegar, 1 tablespoon and 1 cup of water on the stove while cooking. To get such smells as fish and onion off utensils and cutting boards, wipe them with vinegar and wash in soapy water. Keep fresh coffee grounds on the counter. Now, I always do this. It might not be a smell for everybody, but it definitely is an aroma. It doesn't have any cleaning purposes. This is just for air freshening. They're also saying grind up a slice of lemon in the garbage disposal, obviously. Simmer water and cinnamon or other spices on stove, just let it simmer once the babies have gone to sleep. Place bowls of fragrant dried herbs and flowers in any room. Let's move on to carpet stains. This is like the most toxic stuff. I know that, you know, with babies, the carpet stains are out of control. I'm in the middle of potty training right now, and I would be lying to you if Wally didn't shit like every couple hours on my carpet because, you know, we're doing the no diaper thing. Then you've got the pee going on. Then you've got the if you have a newborn, you've got the spit ups, which can be really intense. I mean, Wally used to spit up almost half of his bottle every once in a while. It's just, oh my God, it smells like just like yogurt that's stayed out for so long. So carpet stains is a good one here. They're telling me to mix equal parts of white vinegar and water in a spray bottle. Spray directly onto the stain. Let sit for several minutes and clean with a brush or sponge using warm soapy water. For fresh grease spots, if we're talking about your food spills or kitchen spills, kitchen carpets, They're telling me to sprinkle cornstarch onto the spot and wait 15 to 30 minutes before vacuuming. So this right now is going to save you like so much money on like, you know, I had before reading this, I have to admit I'd been using the Shout powder stain cleaner. And it's just in there, you know, and that's where Wally's playing and that's where my dog is laying. So just buy yourself a big old box of cornstarch, sprinkle it on there and then vacuum it. For heavy duty carpet cleaner, mix a fourth cup each of salt, baking soda, and vinegar. Rub the paste into the carpet and leave for a few hours. No need to rinse or clean up. Simply vacuum. To deodorize your house. Plastic food storage containers. Take a plastic food storage container. Soak overnight in warm water and baking soda. Boom. Same with your garbage cans. I know that with my bathroom garbage cans, it's very hard for me to get that diaper pee smell. Of course, I flush the poop down. That's one way to get the poop out of the situation. But, you know, it's that pee. Sometimes I leave the house, I forget about that diaper. I come back, you know, after a long trip or a play date, and it's just like, you know, that smell of pee in the house. So all you have to do, you don't have to bleach it. You don't have to dump a bunch of, you know, Comet or whatever product is your household right now. You can just soak it overnight in warm water and baking soda. Boom, same thing. Then they're talking about garage and basements. If you have a garage and basement, you want to get that, like, you know, rain mildew smell out of there, that change of season, that hot dewy nastiness, you know, because you know, maybe you're using your garage and your basement as a play area. This is very cool. They are saying to set a sliced onion on a plate in the center of the room for 12 to 24 hours. It will deodorize your garage or your basement, and it will sanitize. It's pretty awesome. We're going to take a little break here with some music. I know we're using the same products over and over, but that's just to emphasize the fact on how easy this can become a part of your daily routine on non-toxic household cleaning on Growing Good.
I wanna put you in a big white cloud, push you around. Take a good look, cause there's nothing left. From the small streets where you draw your breath. From the small streets where you draw your breath with mine.
You're listening to Cookies on HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Stars for you, stars for you. Strawberry coffee for two. 1,000 breakfast with you. Strawberry coffee for two. 1,000 breakfast with you. 1,000 breakfast with you. 1,000 breakfast with you. I'll hold you by the sleeves and do what you please. So we'll make sense.
Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef, pasture-raised on 150,000 acres in Central California. Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef, free-range, sustainably produced, humane. Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef, the authentic flavor of the American West.
This is Alessandra. We're back with Growing Good. Thanks to my producer for playing that really, really groovy cookie song, and thanks to our sponsors. Moving along, in this first segment of the show, I talked about the safety of maybe trying to change your lifestyle a little bit and introducing all-natural products to your home. We are going over some homemade formulas. I went over a recipe for a very, very simple all-purpose orange peel and vinegar recipe, which my friend Melissa McAllister gave me. But I just wanted to let you guys know, if you want to go and see pictures of the process and the step-by-step, there is a great recipe posted on poppyjuice-poppy.blogspot. This is one of my favorite blogspots. It's spelled poppyjuice-poppy.blogspot. And the article is called Poppy's Money Tree House, vinegar orange peel homemade cleaning solution, effective and all natural. There's pictures. It'll take you through the whole thing. And this is a mother as well that posted it because she talks about the fact that, you know, it's so natural that both of her children have, you know, like drank it and talk about how nice it is, you know. So you can see what we went over in the first segment with that formula for yourself there. Moving on, we're going to get to just a general disinfectant. There, you can mix 2 teaspoons of baking soda, 4 teaspoons of vinegar, and 3 cups of hot water for disinfecting any countertop, any floor. You know, and another thing that inspired this segment, I forgot to mention earlier on, was Patti Smith, if you can believe that. I was reading recently Patti Smith's book that came out. It's really cool. You guys should all check it out. And she was talking about, you know, being an artist and being a broke artist in New York City, and how her and her boyfriend kind of inherited this like huge loft that a man had passed away in, and he was a hoarder. So it was like so dirty. It took her like a week to get the stuff out, and there was such a stench, almost like a stench of death, because the man had been there for like weeks unfound. And she cleaned the wood floors with eucalyptus oil, which I thought was so groovy. And then I tried it at home. The key is to dilute. And also it works better on wood floors than tiles, because the oil can be a little bit slippery for the little ones. So a nice wood polish is just to take literally a spray, like buy yourself some empty spray bottles like you would for to spray plants, and put in 6 drops, you know, 6, depending on the size, 6 to 10 tops drops of eucalyptus oil. I mean, it's so pure, it's so strong, it's amazing. Dilute it with water, and that right there is a beautiful shine, health smelling, promotes, you know, better breathing for your house, and it also disinfects and it cleans, and it's really, really great wood polish that I've been using. Another one of my friends up in the Catskills is like, in, you know, I went over to her house and she had this like amazing array of small like oil tinctures, and there was just everything. And I asked her about it, and she said, well, you know, it was an investment because they're not cheap. But she used it for her son, and she told me that in theory, the best place to do aromatherapy and place oil is at the bottoms of your feet, because that is where it will, the quickest part of your body that it will enter, something will enter your bloodstream, which I thought was really fascinating. So she was telling me that she had bought some lavender oil because she was dealing with some pretty heavy temper tantrums, and that she would put a dab of lavender oil on the bottom of her baby's foot. Why am I talking about this? Because in regards to that, if you are walking around in your house barefoot, and if you think about it, in theory, if you're walking around barefoot in your house and all these chemicals like bleach, you know, all these synthetics, all these things that are bad for you, they are entering your bloodstream and your body. So that's kind of cuckoo caca. That's why we're doing the show here. We went over like a lot of formulas. I'm going to give you one or two more, but we're running out of time, and I do want to give my working parents a list of some really amazing alternative products that they can buy online, you know, if you don't have the time to sit around and make your own formulas, which, you know, I am one of those moms, but I like to, you know, I kind of do the half and half. I incorporate what I can, just like anything else in life. You take what you can, and you take what you need, and you leave what you don't agree with. So let me just give you a couple more formulas, and then I'm going to go over some really amazing products on the market that, you know, a lot of us wouldn't know about, that are just like super joyful and super amazing to support. Let's talk about mothballs. The common mothball is made of a word that I can't even say. It's paradichlorobenzene, which is harmful to liver and kidneys. I never knew that. Cedar chips in a cheesecloth square or cedar oil in an absorbent cloth will repel moths. The cedar should be aromatic cedar. Also referred to as juniper in some areas. Cedar chips are available in many craft supply stores, but you want to get the real thing. I know for a fact that at Home Depot, it's not the real thing. That's why it's so cheap. So you got to figure that out for yourself. Or make your own using a plane and a block of cedar from the lumber yard. Homemade moth repelling sachets can also be made with lavender, rosemary, vetiver, and rose petals. Dried lemon peels are also a natural moth detergent. Simply toss in the closed chest or tie in a cheesecloth and hang in the closet. Oil and grease spots. For small spills, they're talking about oil from your car. So for small spills on your garage floor, add baking soda and just scrub with a wet brush. So, you know, what have we learned here? That baking soda is the big thing. You know, you can find a lot of this stuff online for yourself. I think that I've made my point. It just goes on and on. You know, you can make your own shoe polish. You can make your own wallpaper remover. You know, just anything. It's just if you're doing a home product, you know, especially if you're doing renovations, which a lot of us are constantly doing to adapt to our growing children and our growing family. If you're moving your business at home, which is something that parents often do for the sake of their family. You know, if you're doing construction, why not add a little greenness to the products that you're using to work around your workers? So the last one I'm going to give you is the toilet bowl cleaner. I just think that this one is so important because, you know, we've got our children that are potty training. You constantly, I know Wally sticks his hands in the toilet all the time. Bless his heart. He just sticks it in the toilet and then he licks it. He thinks it's funny. I know my dog drinks out of the toilet. It's just, you know, it's not funny. But you can't always control everything and always keep the toilet bowl seat down, especially if you have a man living around the house. So an all-natural toilet bowl cleaner is mix a fourth of a cup of baking soda and one cup of the organic white vinegar, pour into basin and let it set for a few minutes, scrub with a brush and rinse, and that's it. If you want to add a nice smell, you can follow that up with a lemon juice rinse, flush, and you're done. So now we're going to get to some products, but before that, I want to give you some healthy home cleaning habits. So how to exchange indoor air. This is big for apartment dwellers. Many modern homes are so tight that there's little new air coming in. Open the windows from time to time or run any installed exhaust fans. In cold weather, the most efficient way to exchange room air is to open the room wide, windows and doors, and let the fresh air in quickly for about 5 minutes. The furnishings in the room and the walls act as heat sinks, and by exchanging air quickly, this heat is retained. This is important because I didn't do a lot of this when Wally was little. I was so worried about him getting a chill, but you know what? He'd get sick from the germs, especially if we had visitors. So circulating your air is important. Minimize dust. Remove clutter which collects dust. Keep minimal amounts of things around if you can help it, such as old newspapers and magazines. Try to initiate a no shoes indoors policy. If you're building or remodeling a home, consider a central vacuum system. This limits the fine dust which portable vacuum cleaners actually recirculate. Keep bedrooms clean. Most time at home is spent in the bedrooms. Keep pets out of these rooms if you can. I know we love them, but especially if they're spending time outdoors. Ashley recently had Lyme disease. It sucked. Obviously, there was a Lyme vaccine. The doctor didn't tell me about it, so it would have been nice to know. But there is no Lyme vaccine for children. We had a very tepid winter this winter, and so the ticks are for this fall. There's literally like an emergency. I've seen postings. And if you think that this doesn't affect you city folk, it's just not true, because the raccoons, they travel, the birds, they can carry them too. So there's a lot of that going on. So preferably keeping your pets, even though we love them, out of the bedroom will help out a lot for your healthy home. Use gentle cleaning products. We went over that. And clean from top down. This is interesting. When house cleaning, save the floor or carpet for last. Clean windows, blinds, and shelves first, and then work downwards. Allow time for the dust to settle before vacuuming. So you want to kind of do that in stages. A lot of these things seem like simple things, but honestly, it always takes one mom to another to tell them, you know, you have habits, you know, old habits die hard. Simple things to think about, but that can, you know, really, really help out your child's immune system and your own quality of life. So some of my favorite products that I found this this really, really, really cool line. You can look it up online. It's called Nelly's All Natural. That's N like Nancy, E-L-L-I-E. They have an oxygen brightener. They have a natural laundry detergent. They have the microfiber cloths we were talking about. It's really cool. I love the tag. The tag is kind of like the picture of a 1920s housewife, you know, but all like moderned up with like, you know, fruits and vegetables flying all around her. It's very cool. It looks old timey, but it's actually not. This company has only been open for a few years. And you can also get dryer balls. I mean, they just have everything. This is the number one complete line that I found. It is 100% all natural. And I did some calling. I couldn't find anybody that sold it in the city. But you know what? Who cares? You can order it online and it can be delivered to your door. There is also one product called Soap Nuts, 100% natural biodegradable laundry liquid. Now, I mean, up until now, I've been using 7th Generation. I really, you know, still recommend that brand. That's great. But the prices, I have to tell you, of these products that I found were like a third of the market price of 7th Generation. I mean, I tried to get the 12-pack paper towels. 7th Generation is like $29.99. So you got to think about that. It adds up. So it's great that 7th Generation has been able to infiltrate like mainstream consumerism, but there are other choices out there, and Soap Nuts biodegradable laundry liquid is a far cheaper alternative. It's 100% biodegradable laundry soap. The main ingredient is saponin, a natural low-sudsing cleanser that is very effective yet safe for even the most sensitive skin. Some other products that I was talking about, my friend Africa, in the first part of the segment, that you can get, and these you can get at Home Depot. It's called Citrusolve Concentrated Natural Cleaner and Degreaser. You might want to dilute this when you're using it. And another thing by Citrusolve, it's a natural multi-purpose cleaner. She's so funny. She sent me pictures of it and with a label that said crackhead, because that is her. That is her house. Her house is a new crack. And again, we were talking about how her primary concern was her pet. So there you have it. That's just a segment for you today. All natural cleaning products. I'm really excited to dive into my baking soda and white vinegar remedies. We also talked about some effective aromatherapy for your children. You know, I still feel like if there's like a big dirty thing or you've had a big party, you want to bleach the house, you know, it's going to be hard for me because I've been a big bleach fan my whole life. It just makes me feel like everything is just clean and germ free. But maybe if you do that, pick a day that you're taking your kids out for a long day, you know, and, kind of like just do it, hit the road and come back at the end of the day. That could minimize a lot of the breathing in of these chemicals. My name's Alessandra. This is Growing Good. And tune in next week. Thank you. Love and light to you all.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening. Got Stitcher? Heritage Radio Network is on it, so get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. HeritageRadioNetwork.org is the most trusted media outlet for real, quality conversations about food. That experience will come to life at our first annual members-only fundraiser party on September 9th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Enjoy the best food in the world from talent including Michael Anthony, award-winning chef from Gramercy Tavern, Brooks Headley, award-winning pastry chef from Del Posto, Shauna Pacifico at Back 40 West, sustainable seafood from sea to table, and much more, including drinks made by Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues, craft beer from Greenpoint Harbor Brewery, wine from Cane Vineyard and Winery in the Napa Valley, and plenty more. Radio is back. and this will be a special, exclusive experience in the back garden of Roberta's that you don't want to miss. September 9th, 5 to 8 p.m. Buy tickets at heritageradionetwork.eventbrite.com.